Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer here. Charlie Hughes, other side of the glass, being honored and so happy to be joined now by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Tony, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. We got to talk. I will get to a little of Bob Uecker, obviously, but I want to start off with CC Sabathia getting in the Hall of Fame. We were talking about it yesterday. I think, you know, I'm older, I guess you could say. I'm 40. What am I? 48 years old. And by far, it was the best year for me as a Brewers fan. We were doing post-game shows, Tim Allen and I, that year. We were at like Fiesta Garibaldi on Blue Mountain on the patio when you guys clinched. And then to go down to the Summerfest grounds, a broadcast from there, and everybody was there. I mean, that was an incredible year. And you were up that month of September and a part of this whole thing.
Yeah, I was up and down that year. And I just remember coming back up in September and just experiencing how different the vibe was. And it was solely based on CC's arrival. It just, that trade kind of gave a different kind of belief to that team. As if you remember, we were kind of struggling down the stretch there. Things were kind of falling apart. He kind of came in and fixed it all. I mean, literally put us on his back and took us to the finish line.
Pitching every 3 days. It was completely psychotic, especially when you consider he was headed for free agency. I'm not sure how many guys today would have done that.
There's no one that would have done that today. I mean, maybe outside of a few guys that would, you know, relish the chance of taking the ball and, you know, leading his team to victory. It was a different era in terms of how players approached the game. And in some ways, I guess you could say maybe we weren't as business savvy as this generation of ball player is. But when you think about it in those terms, it was remarkable. I mean, he had like no hesitation to take the ball on short days rest each and every time. And then on top of that, you know, really threw some of the best innings he had all year down that stretch. And I mean, he really exemplifies what it is to not only be a Hall of Fame player, but a Hall of Fame teammate.
Talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Wisconsin Sports Daily. here on The Fan, served up by Wendy's. Let's talk a little bit about, like you said, the clubhouse. And people forget, I mean, you were a part of that group that all kind of came up together through the minors. I mean, it was you, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, Prince Fielder. What were those conversations like? Because you guys were winning championships in the farm system as you were moving from stop to stop. And the thought was, at least from the fans, were, okay, they're winning at every level. When they get here, they're going to win a championship here too.
You know, Milwaukee was unique in that way. Like, they really valued, at that time, when I don't know that every team was kind of looking at it the same way, they really valued winning at the lower levels because there's lessons learned in the process of winning even at those lower levels. And so I think it only helped that all of those young guys that you had mentioned had kind of been groomed to play the game in a version that produces wins. And so when we came up, the lights weren't too big. I mean, the lights weren't too bright. And I think you got a chance. Milwaukee got a chance to see that season as it kind of all came together at the perfect time. You had the right young guys sprinkled in vets, and then you go out and get an ace, which really we hadn't had. You know, Ben was our guy who was kind of nicked up at different points. To get a guy like CeCe at that point, as we saw, was an extreme game changer.
You know, the other part about this, too, is you had a vet on that team in Mike Cameron. I remember that spring training, Cameron sitting on a table, and everybody was kind of gathered around him as he was telling stories. So to have a vet like that already in that clubhouse, and then you bring a guy in like Sabathia, there was a lot of good veteran leadership, if I remember correctly.
Cam was really the first piece that I think when we arrived in spring training, it was like obvious. Oh, okay, this is a little different. Remember the year before we had started to make some noise, but we were also young.
Yep.
We didn't really know what we were getting into. When Cam came, there was like this confidence that I think he exuded, which then kind of moved to the rest of us. We started to all feel that way, and I was fortunate. I got to start the year because, you know, Cam had to serve that suspension to start the season. So I got a chance to open the season as a starter and got off to a good start before hurting my hamstring. But I just remember just his presence in that locker room was the start of it. And it was almost like CeCe was the cherry on top to kind of push us over the finish line there.
So with Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider, Padres analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Tony Gwynn Jr. So you end up being on a team where the manager gets let go, Ned Gills gets let go in Chicago, Dale Swain becomes that guy, and then you bring in a Hall of Famer and Robin Yount to essentially kind of be his bench coach. Talk about that transition.
There wasn't that big of a transition. That's what made that situation unique. Obviously, that group was really close to Dale Swain. Robin was around a lot. So having those guys in there really, I think, fed into the confidence, right? I mean, they had all been experienced championship-level ball at some point in their careers. Dale was did it with Boston. Robin, obviously, through his career, was able to do it. And so when as that starts to kind of lay itself out and things start to go sideways, when the brass decided the change needed to be made, they knew they could lean on some guys who we were familiar with, in that I think kind of exuded the same type of confidence at the time that we really needed, that we kind of forgot about in the midst of things kind of going haywire there at the end. And it really was a good reset. I mean, it was the right change at the right time. We were able to get in the playoffs. Unfortunately, we ran into Philly, who ended up being the World Series champion that year.
But I got to bring up something else. So this Brewers team has a 1982 team that goes to the World Series. They lose. They get a freaking parade for them when they come back. And now you have, you know, a whole movie documentary that just came out this year on that 82 team and all the craziness that happened, which it's a great movie.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Movie, highly recommend it. But you all did something that I've never heard of either, where you win, you're going to the playoffs, and there is a party at the Summerfest grounds before y'all even play a playoff game. Like, I can't imagine that's happened anywhere else.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine this happened anywhere else. You don't, as you said, it's not typical, atypical for a situation like that. But that was just, it was a crazy year in general. I mean, from start to finish, there were seemingly different things that happened through the course of that season that, you know, could have derailed you. There were some injuries there. Obviously, you know, we had a managerial change there right before the season ended. And so, you know, I just threw it in the bucket of a whole bunch of different things that happened that year that really were unusual.
And you had a sellout streak going after the Sabathia move as well, where seemingly every night the game was sold out and that whole deal. And that brings us, obviously, to Bob Uecker, who obviously passed away at the age of 90 and sad all around, obviously. I mean, you talk about a Brewers organization. He's been a face of that organization for 50 years. I mean, yeah. Similar to like Scully with the Dodgers and so forth. And you played with LA and having Vince Scully call your games. You had Uecker and Scully. How cool is that? I mean, think about that. Who can say that? Tell us your memories, your thoughts on Bob Uecker.
Uecker was just a kind man and obviously hilarious. I mean, I don't think too many times where I got a chance to spend some time where I didn't end up, you know, belly laughing about something he said. And my last visit, he was in Milwaukee. Padres came to town this past season, got a chance to visit with him for about 15 minutes. And he was exactly the same guy that he was the first day I met him as a Brewer. Just a gentleman, hilarious, kind. I mean, everything you could think of. And you're right. I've been so blessed to have, you know, three great broadcasters do my game. Out here, Ted Leitner, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned Vince Scully and obviously Uecker. I mean, I've lived a pretty good baseball life. You could put that as among the top things that I've been able to experience throughout the career. But, you know, Uecker he'll forever be, in my opinion, the first thing you think of when you think of Milwaukee Brewers, ultimately. And that's a testament to him and really the work he did as a broadcaster. I don't think we talk about Uecker enough in terms of how great it was to listen to him call a game. And you really don't get an appreciation unless you're in Milwaukee and you get a chance to hear his voice. He's one of the more underrated broadcasters to ever do this game.
It's an interesting angle. Talking about Bob Uecker underrated when you simply talk just about play-by-play and making that call. And I'll give you another announcer who is a Hall of Famer. And in 2008, nobody knew he'd be a Hall of Famer. But Brian Anderson on the TV side, he also is going to be a Hall of Famer when this whole thing is said and done.
He might go in the Hall of Fame in two different sports.
Yep.
I mean, that's the type of quality you're talking about when you're talking about BA. He's another guy who has been somebody I can lean on as I moved into the broadcasting lane. Milwaukee certainly has been very lucky with some of the voices that they've gotten to hear over the course of the years.
Very, very lucky. And salt of the earth, dude, when it comes to Brian Anderson. Help anybody that has any type of aspirations for announcing or otherwise. Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider, Padres analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Tony Gwynn Jr. One Brewers topic, but non what we were talking about. What do you make of the Dodgers and all this money and all this being spent compared to, say, smaller markets and, you know, teams like the Brewers trying to compete and where this all is headed?
I would say to the small market fan base that thinks it's unfair, I would say you're probably right. But it is indeed the rules that we have. The Dodgers, you know, for all of the money they have, what they also do well is they draft and they develop. You know, there's a lot of there's at least 10, 15 teams out there that have good money, but not all of them have set themselves up in the same way the Dodgers had to allow that money to really bolster what they do best. And what I think the Dodgers do best is they draft and develop. They constantly are churning out guys, whether it be to get to the big league level or to use to get a piece that they feel is necessary. They do it well. And then obviously, you know, I think the TV, there's two issues here, I think fans have to really ask themselves, how bad do you want it to be an even playing field? Because at this point, it's probably going to take a long work stoppage for it to happen. And that's either via a salary cap or somehow getting these teams that have their own TV rights to be a centralized system. And I don't see that happening very easily without a work stoppage. And I don't think, you know, when it gets down to it, anybody wants to have a work stoppage at all. And so how can we kind of tweak the system so that the top market teams don't have the type of advantages they have? Because the other thing that, you know, is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about is some of the lower market teams, they get a check from these top teams every time they go over that luxury tax. Do they want to give that up? So there's a bunch of questions that have to be answered here in the next couple of years if those type of things that fans want are really going to happen.
The only way anything happens, I think, is if the Dodgers win like four or five in a row. Nobody can beat them. And then I think maybe players and other teams are like, dude, I'm sick of this crap. Like, no matter what team I'm on, I got no chance. Like, we have to do something here. I think that's the only way something gets fixed, Tony.
I 100% agree. And we saw this late 90s, early 2000s with the Yankees. And as you made the point, they didn't end up winning as much as everybody thought they would. So it kind of just slides to the wayside. And I think that's the thing that as a small market club or fan of a club that you have is you got to hang on to the fact that this is baseball. And no matter what the rosters look like, you got to play all 162 and then you got to stay hot enough to get through the tournament. And we've seen over the course of Major League Baseball's life that has not been easy no matter how good your team is.
He is Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider, Padres analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Tony Gwynn Jr., sharing stories of CC Sabathia, Bob Uecker. Tony, thanks so much for coming on, man. That was awesome. Appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you guys for having me. You guys have a good day.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.